KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
members of the International Olympic Committee continue their tour of the state today, visiting Park City and Midway to discuss the overall readiness of the state to potentially host the Winter Games in 2034. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Second, Summit County deputies have arrested a man for using a printing press to create counterfeit cash. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a new accident. This is eastbound I-80 approaching I-215's West Belt Junction. It is blocking right lanes of traffic and causing delays. You also have traffic that's heavy and slow northbound I-15 in Utah County from Orem up to American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunny weather today, even warmer temperatures tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 72 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House is expected to vote tomorrow whether to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Today, FBI Director Christopher Wray told a House subcommittee hearing they need to do it now.
We've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th.
A group of Republicans blocked reauthorization on orders that former President Trump claims FISA was used to spy on his campaign. President Biden met today with the President of the Philippines and Japan's Prime Minister to counter China's growing aggression in the Indo-Pacific. The former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani has been charged with bank fraud, accused of stealing more than $16 million from the L.A. Dodgers star, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
Bets do not appear to have been made on the sport of baseball.
Ipe Muzahara is accused of using the money to pay off gambling debts. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. He was a multifaceted celebrity, a football star, a star in Hollywood, but many people today are remembering him simply as a murderer. America remembering the many sides of O.J. Simpson, who died at age 76 yesterday. Joining us live now, ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. So how do you remember O.J.?
It's a complicated legacy for sure. I remember him as somebody who, growing up here in Los Angeles in the 80s and 90s, first was a star at USC, Heisman Trophy winning running back, and then star football player, but then also one of the guys in one of my favorite movies, The Naked Gun. Loved that movie and loved that series. And then in the 90s, of course, with the murder accusations, that just completely consumed Los Angeles. So soon after we had the Northridge earthquake and the riots, and Los Angeles was in turmoil, basically, for a couple of years. Things were really rocky. And then you had this murder that just captivated everybody's attention. And then leading up to the announcement of the verdict, which was watched by 150 million people across the country. I mean, that's 50 million more than the Super Bowl average gets. So it was something that just consumed everybody across the country. But this was the and that Bronco chase, this was all the epicenter of it.
You know, when I think back on that time, if you were young and don't remember the Bronco chase, which captivated the nation, this slow speed chase through the streets of Los Angeles, O.J. in a white Bronco threatening to kill himself rather than turn himself in on murder charges. And then the trial. When that verdict was announced, it showed the racial divide in this country. And I remember the picture from Time magazine where black people assembled at one college were shouting, yay, when the verdict of not guilty came out, and the sullen faces on white people at another university just trying to absorb what just happened. It divided the nation.
And here in Los Angeles, it kind of pit neighbor against neighbor, because you're watching it the whole time and thinking whatever you thought, whether he was guilty or not. But you were thinking that, but not really necessarily talking about it with everybody. And then the verdict comes in and you see your neighbor celebrating, or your neighbor, you know, kind of bummed and going, oh, you thought that? I thought this. And again, in a city that had just gone through the riots 2 years earlier, and all of the Los Angeles was on tactical alert, the LAPD, for that verdict, thinking there would be more riots if he was found guilty, that the city would riot once again. So things were very, very much on edge here in Los Angeles.
Hard to remember that he was one of the most loved personalities in America in the 1980s. ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson in LA.